boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Your mom sent me into a spiral last night.
My mother, Kris Jenner?
She did.
Why?
Okay, here's the thing. So yesterday, actually, this kind of dates back like a couple weeks ago. Your mom bakes. She loves to bake sweets and bread. Girl loves to make a bread. And she made a bread a couple weeks ago, and I jokingly said to you, it wasn't a joke. I said to you, when is Mama Kris Jenner going to make me something?
Yeah, where's mine?
Where's mine? Because she'll always drop it off at the station. You run out the door, you grab it, and then you bring it. And I'm like, hello, where's mine? Yesterday, you got another delivery. I didn't think I would get one after my complaint, but
the HR filing, yeah.
But I did. You were 2 seconds before she got here. You were like, "Oh, by the way, my mom's bringing cupcakes, and she's got some for you."
Mm-hmm.
And I opened. By the way, she made a beautiful display out of it. She wrapped it and everything, and it was gorgeous.
Dude, she keeps leveling up. Like, I didn't know that she leveled up like this. She had professional looking boxes with the see-through top so you could see the cupcakes. There was twine tied with a little plastic gold fork. She really outdid herself.
She really did. So that was during the show. We eat it, whatever. The show ends, you leave, and I was here for a little bit and doing some work. And I wanted to nibble on my cupcake again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I noticed the to and from label. I don't know if you paid attention to it. Probably not, because it's to and from your mom, and you're like, I think
said mine was to Tay from mama,
okay,
which is normal.
Mine was to Destiny, and this is where I spiraled. To Destiny from mama and her real name, but for
you
the
could
sake
say
of this,
it, Lori. Oh. Shout out, my queen.
She don't care. She said, it said mama Lori, and I'm going to try real hard not to cry right now, because I'm telling you, I'm so glad you were not here. I spiraled.
Oh, God, she blubbered.
I blubbered multiple times. Here at the station, I cried like a baby because I was like, oh, my God, does she see me as a daughter? I don't care. Don't answer it, because in my head, I'm like, does she see me as a daughter? And then I went home. I showed it to my boyfriend, neighbor man. I was like, oh, my God. And I showed him. And can I tell you something really dorky and lame? I put it on the refrigerator.
Oh my God, she's gonna love that.
I put it on the refrigerator. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. Stop. Okay, we might have to stop talking about
this. Okay. She's gonna love that.
Because as someone who didn't have a good mom in my life and she left halfway through, this is why I'm a firm believer in thank you cards. Mm-hmm. You should always get people thank you cards, or just like a note saying you're doing really great at work or whatever. You should always appreciate people, because you just never know what they're going through. And your mom, I don't know if she knew what that would mean to me, but when she wrote Mama Lori, I don't know if she knew what she did. I'm going to cry. So we're going to need to stop this.
God. Oh, I'm going to have to tell her.
But I put it on the refrigerator because it meant a lot to me. So anyways.
I don't think she would have ever thought that the cupcakes she made due to your complaint 2 weeks ago would end up on the refrigerator. But I'm sure she's very
proud.
But
it's really just a little tag that says to Destiny. It's the
You know what? Okay, period.
So if anyone wants to write mama and then
whatever
send it,
your name is,
and send it to me, just know it will end up on my refrigerator.
You should be careful what you wish for.
We're going to get a lot of mail at the station.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We're now only a few hours away from Taylor Swift's new album release, The Life of a Showgirl. TS12, baby. And I feel we're not hyped up enough about it. You know what I mean? Like, I am surprised that my TikTok isn't TikToking more. And I think in these next couple hours, people are going to start going crazy over it with the theories and the predictions. So I've compiled some of the predictions that I've seen so far. Now you Swifties can take it as far as you want, because I am no math magician like you are. Here's what people are talking about. What we do know from Taylor is that she wrote this on the Eras Tour. It's going to be, in her words, everything that was going on behind the curtain.
Okay.
She said it comes from a more joyful, wild, dramatic place, but didn't really give much more than that. So here's what people are saying so far. These are going to be pop bangers.
Yes! Okay.
That's
hallelujah.
Prediction number one, because she's collaborating with Max Martin and Shellback, who she did Red 1989 and Reputation with.
Yes, 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 yes.
All pop albums.
All great albums.
So we'll see about that. The first single was announced, and another favorite that people are rumored to be thinking about is Eldest Daughter. So it's track number 5, first of all, which apparently track number 5 on Taylor albums are known to be the most personal and like emotional. And it's also the longest song on the album, so maybe that means it's a favorite of hers too, at 4 minutes and 6 seconds. Another single that people are talking about. So the first one is The Fate of Ophelia.
Okay.
People think the next single after that is going to be Father Figure, because people think that she's going to sample George Michael's Father Figure.
Please! Oh! If you know anything about this show, you know that recently Taylor and I have become obsessed.
I love that song.
We have recently become obsessed with that song.
Now, I don't know how literal it would be or if she's doing it at all. I have no confirmation. This is just a prediction. But apparently she's...
Maybe she'll say, I will be your mother figure.
Or she might just sing.
Because we call her mother, remember?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It could just be an interpolation, which apparently she did with Look What You Made Me Do is an interpolation of I'm Too Sexy. I didn't know that. I'm too sexy for my shirt.
It is?
Oh, look what you made me do. It's the same.
I'm sorry. Did I just?
I just died and came back to life. I did not know that either.
That's my favorite album, and I just now realized that.
Oh, you're welcome. So that could be the same situation.
Living underneath a rock.
For Father Figure, we'll have to see. I'm personally hoping for a little George Michael-esque situation. I've seen this a lot. People think she is going to, in a roundabout way, address her fallout with Blake Lively.
Oh, duh. Of course she is.
There's a song called Ruin the Friendship, so people think that's going to be like a little explanation as to what happened. And I think you're going to freak out over this. Potential Travis Kelce music video cameo.
I could see that. I also could see him being like in a background of a song.
Like a singing? Have you heard that man squawk into a microphone?
Well, yeah. Okay, so there's
Viva Las Vegas.
Yes, I could see him being just like a something like that, and that's it.
Oh, I think your expectations might be a little
or
too
just like
high.
And that's it. Like I just maybe something like that. Just hear me out. Don't give me that look. And
do
then
you
when I'm right,
make. Do you want to put money on this?
Yeah, $20 right now. I'm right. You're wrong. $20. He's something. And the bet doesn't end today. We'll find out in the next like 10 years. That he'll be on. He's on this album.
Yeah. Sure.
$20.
I will follow you 10 years from now to get paid.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
Having a financial advisor actually helped me out at Target today, believe it or not.
What?
I needed this, okay?
I'm having a hard time believing this, but here we go.
I have told you that my boyfriend's brother started a new job, and that meant I have been having financial planning meetings over the last, like, month or so.
Which are great so far.
What's my grade? Well, I can tell you I've locked myself out of my benefits, like, login thing probably 4 times.
Nice.
Locked myself out of my student loan login
nice.
About 4 times.
So far an F.
It's not gone well on my end.
Nice.
And, you know, they tell you the things that you know you need to hear, like, you should probably save some money. If you'd like to get a house, if you're ever going to have children, it's probably time to start thinking about saving some money. And I'm
so
like,
it's more like, grow the heck up, Taylor.
Well,
but in a nicer way.
In a nicer way. And if these are your goals or these are things that could happen in the future, perhaps we don't go to Target
for one
thing.
There's a chance you could have a kid, so stop buying lattes every morning, Taylor.
Kind of like that. Yeah. And I know that I have a meeting tomorrow morning. I had some time today for me to go peruse the old Target. And that is a danger. That's dangerous. When I go in for nothing, I live with everything. But I'm actually really proud of myself because it was like almost like the angel and devil were on my shoulders. You know, I was looking around and I had a sweater and I hold the sweater up and I'm like, that's really cute. I don't have one that color. I'd wear that a lot. And then suddenly my financial advisor is like, put it down. You're never going to stop paying rent if you don't put that sweater down. And then again, I mean, it happened like multiple times where I was in the store and I'm like, would he yell at me? Would he be mad at me if I bought this? And if the answer was, yeah, probably. If I had to go in confessional style tomorrow and be like, forgive me for I have sinned by purchasing all of these things at Target in the last 24 hours. If he was going to yell at me for it, I put it back. I put it back on the shelf and I'm actually really proud of myself.
I mean, I don't mean to rain on your parade or to not let you toot your own horn anymore, but that was Target this morning. However, you and I had to run errands today for the station.
Shh.
And let us talk about that. And we had to go to Walmart. What happened there? Would you like to own up to your unholy
I got candy
actions?
I needed to refill
my... No, not one, but two bags of candy.
I did get two bags of candy that has been really hard to find to refill my candy dish. I got a bag of chips because I was hungry, and I got a coffee creamer and a cold foam thing in a flavor that I have been waiting for.
And you could have just gotten the coffee creamer.
I wanted both.
You didn't need to get the cold foam.
Mm-hmm.
How many coffee creamers you got at home?
Currently?
Mm-hmm. Taylor,
No, I only have one. Now, cold foam things, I have a bit of a collection right now.
I'm calling your financial advisor now.
Can you just let me be proud for one thing?
Every company's got rules, and one of our rules here is a no-burn rule. No flame rule. I don't know what it is. It's something basically we're not allowed to have fire in the building.
Which, that's really just candles, right? Well, who else? What other kind of fires are people starting at their jobs?
That's true. I mean, we're not, like, having a bonfire here. And
no bonfires.
Having s'mores at our desk.
God, that'd be nice.
Yeah, you know what? They really don't want us to have fun here, do they?
I want a desktop fire pit now. Just because I can't have one. You know?
Yeah, because they told us no, I want it. I want to break that rule tomorrow. I really want to burn our printer in the sales department to the ground.
I mean, I have also had that feeling because I don't know how to use a printer that
well.
Very
well, yeah, you jammed it yesterday.
No, I jammed the other one. and I couldn't sleep at night because of it. So I have also wanted to burn the printer, but is it because you jammed it?
No. I was printing some things yesterday, and street teamer Marcy was right next to me at the printer as it was, you know, printing some things, and I had to staple them together, and I'm like, God, why is there not a printer anywhere in the sales area? You would think, you know, the sales team would have, I don't know, some printers, or not printers, some staples next to their, next to the printer. And I'm like, I don't want to have to, like, go all the way back to my desk to grab a printer. I also don't want to have to be, like, snooping at their desk. Like, that's rude to have to, like, grab somebody's stapler at their desk and staple. I just find that rude. I would just like a stapler right next to the printer. And she goes, you know, there's a lot of printers out there these days that have a stapler built into the printer. Mm-hmm. I said, what?
Yeah, that's some fancy stuff.
I'm looking around. I'm like, tell me we have one of those. We looked top and bottom at our printer. We do not. So you and I, we need to light a match.
Set it on fire?
Set it on fire. We need a new printer. We need one of those fancy printers that's got a stapler.
I really can't believe that's what you got so excited about.
It's
30.
It's 30 and being too lazy to go back to my desk. Yes, yes, 30, flirty, and lazy. Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I actually want to talk about something that was happening outside the window last night.
What? So, don't tell me these things. Is it scary?
No.
Oh, okay. Is it good?
I mean, I guess I'm going to tell you that you were right.
Okay, something.
We heard like loud car noises last night.
I'm always right.
Which is not unusual here because next door to the radio station, there's people that work on cars.
Yeah.
And sometimes they, I don't know, they're kind of, the cars are loud. But we were hearing loud, like racing noises. And you go, oh, there must be a race going on.
At Hawkeye Downs.
And I was like, no way. That literally sounds like it's right outside the window. That has to be the neighbors. I peeked underneath, didn't see anything. Still could hear it. And then when I left before you last night, I could tell, I could hear it coming from that direction. It was like you had your spidey senses on or something.
That's called growing up in... The answer was Vinton, Iowa. Thank you. Thank you for participating. I'm telling you, I lived... Okay, so in Vinton, Iowa, we have a racetrack, and that is on... One side, don't make me say directions, okay, people? That's on one side of the town, and I lived on the other... I lived on east side of the town.
Okay.
I had to say my address in my head. On the east side of town. And so it was the complete opposite side. And it was as loud as it was in the studio last night. It was very loud at home. We would have the TV going, air conditioning, windows closed, and it was loud. So I always knew on Sunday nights, oh, there's a race going at the Speedway or whatever it's called in Vinton. I should know. I lived there how long.
Yikes.
But yeah, I just know that sound. So when I heard it last night, I'm like, oh, there's a race at Hawkeye Downs. I can just tell. I grew up with that sound. Welcome to small town Iowa.
I had no idea. I think you've compared yourself to Mater before from Cars. And it all makes sense now.
You know what? No one has, but...
You did it yourself. I remember.
It makes sense. Yes, we are two grown women, and we're going to go trick-or-treating this Halloween. And you're going to get a treat out of it.
Yeah, it's really going to benefit you, honestly. Or is it?
If you head to our website, KZIA.com, or on the Z102.9 app, check out Tricked or Treat.
We're going to head out on Halloween night dressed up. And you can submit your address for us to come trick-or-treating at, so make sure you're going to be home that night. If we come up to your door, ding-dong, trick-or-treat, and you don't realize that it's those girls in the afternoon, we're going to take the candy from your bowl, and we're going to walk away, and you're never going to know what just happened.
You just got tricked.
But if you hear Destiny's laugh or you hear me make a snide little comment and you're like, that's them, you catch us, you get a treat, a little prize from us.
If you want to get on our haunted hit list for the night, head to KZIA.com or the Z102.9 app, and we might just be making a stop on Halloween night.
I feel like I'm going to get a letter in the mail from my eye doctor saying, we will no longer be serving you as a patient because I ruined everybody's day in that office today. It was like, I don't know what kind of energy I had that I was causing every possible technical difficulty for everyone. I walked in to check in and she asked for my insurance card. I don't have it. I have it on my phone, a digital copy. She's like, oh, go ahead and text it to the office. Gives me the number. I can't get the message to go through. She's like, huh, is your phone working? Like, try calling and seeing if you get anything. Worked totally fine. She's like, okay, well, the phone's working on our end too. That's really strange. I feel like I have the phone number memorized now because she was like, are you sure you're typing it in right?
Yeah.
Eventually I was like, can I just email it? I don't know what's going on. She's like, totally fine. And I'm the first person in the building and she had to deal with all that. Then I go to check out and I go to use my HSA card.
Uh-oh.
As I should. It didn't work. She's like, it's declining. And I'm like, oh, maybe there's not enough money on there. I'm going to have to do two transactions. I literally broke their system. And the girl's like, I think you've really tested us this morning with your energy. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I will pay and I will never come back because I have ruined everyone's day.
Did you really say that?
Yeah. She's like, oh my God, you're being such a great sport. And I'm like, no, but I know inside you're like, I hate this woman.
No joke. Sometimes when Facebook gives you those, you know, 3 years ago or 5 years ago memories, it's like, ooh.
Jump scare.
I don't need to see that. But last night I got 3 years ago today and immediately it sent me back to a doozy. 3 years ago yesterday, I was at a Hawkeye football game. And it wasn't just any Hawkeye football game. It was one that completely changed my life. At that Hawkeye football game, after the game was over, and I can't remember who we were against. I'm sure Eric, who's listening right now from the Morning Scramble, can tell you who we were at because he's a big fan.
Come on, it was this.
I don't remember if we lost or won. I can't remember. But I do remember after the game, I walked down the stairs and my knee gave out because years before, I was a Kirkwood cheerleader and I had tore my ACL. Mm-hmm. And you can heal your ACL but on your own, but it's never like properly healed. And I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with my knee giving out. I'm going to go finally call the doctor and get it figured out. Long story short, I had to get ACL reconstruction surgery. I got it done. And then getting that ACL reconstruction surgery and I had to get like physical therapy done is when my relationship kind of with my ex became tumbling down.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that Hawkeye football game and getting that ACL reconstruction surgery caused my relationship to really tumble down. Now got me into a new relationship. All thanks to that Hawkeye football game.
Dude, I'm just saying, all thanks to Kinnick Stadium, maybe we should put a trophy of your old knee out front.
What?
Next to the Niall Kinnick statue.
They're going to be like, could you not?
I'm kind of down.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Can you imagine being woken up to your favorite smell?
Chocolate?
Sure, whatever it is.
No french fries.
I would be interested to know if it would change my mood or not. There is hotels that are testing this out. Unfortunately, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not happening in the U.S. yet. But Holiday Inn Expresses.
Gasoline.
That's actually crazy.
Well I do like, maybe it's not my favorite, but it's a good smell. Sorry, just keep going. I'm thinking of all the good smells in the world.
Okay. Holiday Inn Expresses are testing a new scent-based alarm clock that is the exact
popcorn.
Same thing. Where they will wake you up. It's like a diffuser with your favorite scent. So in Australia and New Zealand, where they're testing it, they have coffee, bacon, and blueberry muffin. In Japan, they have pear. And Singapore and Thailand have mango. That's all they've done so far.
Okay, these are basic.
Well, what do you want?
Like
gasoline? I would wake up and be like, I am in a trunk being kidnapped.
You know, I didn't think about that.
You're welcome.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I'm sorry. We got to talk about this. We were going to talk about how we saw a skeleton driving a Zamboni.
Yeah.
Oh, we write down things that we're going to talk about in this show. And I look down about what we were going to talk about and I see Sorelli Zamboni. And I'm like, what is Sorelli Zamboni? And I had to ask you.
Because I wrote down the notes today. However, it's when we were working on the road and I was riding passenger taking notes. So I said, sorry, you're a bad driver. So my handwriting sucks.
I didn't know. I might need to go back to driver's ed. That's really bad writing.
Well, I mean, I was scared for my life at least once.
But we did see a Sorelli Zamboni. It was a skeleton.
Dude, we did. We had to run to Walmart for some errands. And there was, you know, like the Zamboni in the middle of an aisle. And I'm like, oh, they just parked it there. And then I noticed, oh, there's a skeleton, like skeleton decoration sitting in the seat with a Walmart vest on. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. I like that decoration. The thing starts moving. I don't know how they managed that thing to get on auto drive with the skeleton driving it.
Oh, you haven't seen that they have the like self-driving Zambonis?
No.
You haven't?
No. That's why I was so shocked. Or I actually really believed that the skeleton was driving it.
Oh, yeah, that's just Jim. He's been working for the company for 100 years.
No, it really was.
You know the saying, it's the thought that counts?
Yeah, like, you didn't do it right, but you tried.
I love that saying, and you know what? It really, truly means it. Does that make sense?
It really is just the thought that counts?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, because last night, my boyfriend, neighbor man, he was doing the laundry, just like how Eric does. He's the man that does the laundry in the house. Well, we both do it in our house, but last night, my boyfriend, neighbor man,
he was on duty.
He was on duty. And he was, except for how he does it, it's not the best. And what he does is he puts all the clothes on hangers and then he just leaves it on the bed. He doesn't put them away, except he'll put his own clothes, but he doesn't put mine away in my closet because I'm very picky, okay? Mm. Everything is color-coded, rainbow style in the closet. And then not only that, they're organized by style. AKA it starts with sweatshirts, mm-hmm. then it goes long sleeves in rainbow, then it goes short sleeves, then it goes like dresses and tank tops, okay? And so he doesn't want to mess it up. Mm-hmm. And when I was telling him last night, I'm like, could you just please put it away? I don't even care if it's wrong. I just want it off the bed. He's like, but I might mess it up. And I'm like, I don't care. It's the thought that counts.
Mm.
And that's all I care.
Did he do it?
No.
Smart man.
What?
Because you say that now, and then when you go to look for that specific shirt next week and you can't find
it. That's what he said, Taylor.
So he wasn't wrong.
Next Tuesday, October 7th, 5 o'clock. It is Marcy's The Last Trash Dash broadcast.
Oh, yes. The time has come. It is an end of an era. Street Teamer Marcy has been killing it all summer doing the Mount Trashmore Challenge, and she's been documenting her progress in our private Facebook page, Those Girls Sweat Squad, and we're going to celebrate her last climb of the Trashmore Challenge next Tuesday.
You can join us, whether that's on your radio, smart speaker, or at KZIA.com, or in person.
I'm going to be out there broadcasting live. We're going to watch her and cheer her on the way up and on the way down for her final climb.
So if you want to climb with her up Mount Trashmore for the Last Trash Dash broadcast, you can absolutely do this. It's going to be 5 o'clock on the dot on October 7th. Or you can hang down at the bottom of Mount Trashmore with Taylor.
That's where I'll be. We'll do some cheers.
Yeah, absolutely. It is all happening on October 7th. It is Marcy's The Last Trash Dash broadcast.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
I do fear that I have not celebrated accordingly because today is National Pumpkin Spice Latte Day. I had I've been really loving, I make at home, a honey maple cinnamon latte.
Mm.
I've been having it for the last week.
Okay, this is one of those times where I'm like, okay, like we're doing it and we're celebrating, but you didn't bring any samples.
Sorry.
There's no PSL in the studio that I see.
Sorry. So now that I know today was pumpkin spice latte, definitely going to get back into the pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
I really like to get the can of pumpkin puree. And I put that in my latte. I know it sounds gross, but it makes it so good. It's got to be authentic, you know?
Oh, that's authentic. It is.
Well, in honor of PSL Day, tonight's trivia question. Starbucks claims that during fall, on average, how many daily tweets are about pumpkin spice lattes?
Bonus, how many of them come from Destiny?
Huh. A big chunk of them.
We don't have time for all that. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Starbucks claims that during fall, on average, how many daily tweets are about pumpkin spice lattes?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
I stand corrected. I have been lying on this radio. And I would like to give you some facts.
Okay.
I was calling it Pumpkin Spice Latte Day. Like it's National Pumpkin Spice Latte Day. And I just looked back. No. I was lying to you. It's Pumpkin Spice Day. I would like to give you only the best of the best on this program.
Oopsie. Formal apologies.
Formal apologies. Nobody corrected me. Well, maybe they did. I wasn't looking.
Well, back to it. Still going to do the same question.
It's still going to be, I'm not going to change. It's too late to change it, okay? I'm too dedicated.
We must continue.
To tonight's trivia question. because it's about pumpkin spice anyways. Starbucks claims that during fall, on average, how many daily tweets are about pumpkin spice lattes?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 4820 said 1 million tweets.
Dude, do you think I have that much time to tweet that many times a day?
I mean, I know people love them, but is it everybody being like, yes, I got a PSL?
No.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of tweets.
But maybe. It is an epidemic. It has been since the beginning.
An epidemic. Oh, yeah, that's true. Jen said 528. That seems more reasonable. But then you got to count. I mean, are PSLs, like, popular overseas?
I don't know.
We can't be all about us. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
That's when I go back to 4820, and you got to think about other people in the other. We got to stop thinking about just us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got a point there.
Mm-hmm.
Or do they think we're crazy for drinking liquid pumpkin? Do they? I don't know.
Call it liquid pumpkin because that sounds disgusting.
I mean, that's kind of what it is.
I know, but when you say it like that, it's okay. Not sexy.
I'm sorry.
When you say pumpkin spice latte.
I like it still.
Okay, when you call it liquid pumpkin, it makes it sound naked. But when you say pumpkin spice latte, it's like it almost has lingerie on it.
Oh.
You get what I'm saying?
No, not at all.
No, okay, but so call it the way I want to.
Okay, got it. I won't be doing that. 7698 said 10,000 tweets. I wonder how many tweets are about liquid pumpkin drinks.
Can you stop? Ew, okay. You know how people... Sorry if you hate this. People don't like the word pus. That's my word now. Don't ever say that again.
I found your weakness, and I will continue to say this on the regular.
Don't. Ew. Seriously, to me, it's like you're saying it's naked. I do not like that. Ugh.
You literally love talking about being naked, like quite
myself,
frequently,
and
actually.
I do like being naked. I don't want to hear about pumpkins being naked. That's
got it. Okay. Weird boundary, but I'll respect it.
You look like you're on the verge of saying anything.
I'm
knocking off.
I do want to.
Knocking off. Starbucks claims that during fall, on average, how many daily tweets are about pumpkin spice lattes?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in two songs. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to save it's like my new button, like the big red button that only needs to be pressed in emergencies. This will be my big red button.
I'm watching you.
Until you upset me, and then I'll upset you back.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Question tonight, Starbucks claims that during fall, on average, how many daily tweets are about pumpkin spice latte?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
3,000 daily tweets using the hashtag PSLs.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of tweets.
I just want to say things.
What are you trying to say?
I want to say what's going to upset you.
Don't do it.
I'm going to start my own cafe, and we're going to sell liquid pumpkins. I don't know why that. Normally, you are the most, like, foul.
I am.
Foul-mouthed.
Is there anybody
lady?
Listening? Not even a lady sometimes, dude. Is there anybody who agrees with me? Call it again. I'm going to close my ears. Say it.
Liquid pumpkin.
That thinks that sounds like a pumpkin undressed. But a pumpkin spice latte, she's in lingerie. Anybody agree with me? Probably not.
I think you're
straight.
Alone on this one, Chief.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.